July 16, 1900. Chastisements serve for the good of creatures. This morning, my adorable Jesus was not coming. After much waiting, he came and told me, "My daughter, the best thing for you is to relinquish yourself in me and to my will, so that by relinquishing yourself in me, since I am peace, even if you saw me send chastisements, you would remain at peace, without feeling any disturbance." And I, "Ah, Lord, you always go there, to the chastisements. Placate yourself once and for all, and no more scourges. Besides, I cannot relinquish myself to your will in this regard." And he added, "I cannot placate myself. What would you say if you saw someone naked who, instead of covering his nakedness, paid attention to adorning himself with trinkets, leaving the parts most necessary exposed to nakedness?" And I would be horrified in seeing him, and would certainly blame him. And he, "Well then, such are souls, completely naked. They have no more virtues to cover them. Therefore it is necessary that I beat them, scourge them, deprive them, so as to make them come back to their senses, and realize the nakedness of their souls, more necessary than the body. And if I did not do this, I would be paying attention to trinkets, like the person you blamed, which are the things that refer to the body. And I would not be paying attention to the most essential thing, the soul, which they have reduced to being so monstrous that it can no longer be recognized." After this, it seemed to me that he had a little rope in his hand, and passing it behind my neck, he bound me. And then he bound his neck to the same rope. He did the same to the heart and to the hands, and by this it seemed he was binding me completely to his will. Having done this, he disappeared.